This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. We are following up tonight with one of the people we talked to last week prior to Hurricane Irma hitting Florida. Now that Irma's hit, we're finding out how Dawn Miller and her family are doing. She's from Galesburg and moved down to Florida near Tampa a couple of years ago. Dawn, thanks for your time again.
Hi, Will. Thanks.
I'll start by sort of asking you the same thing I asked you last week. Are you sure you still want to stay in Florida after all this?
You know, it's still that really hard question to answer. Yes.
Well, I'm glad you didn't take very long to think about it. So how are things and how's your family getting along?
Good, good. So after I talked to you last week, they changed me from during the storm at the hospital to before and after. So I kind of was stressing not being at the hospital, making sure everything was okay, but the hospital did fantastic. At home, you know, as Irma kept changing her mind about which direction she was going.
Yeah, it kind of made that westerly leap, if you will, and kind of put you almost right in the middle of it, right?
Yeah. When they projected that she was going to go up the East Coast, and, you know, we were like, oh, I'm so worried for my East Coast friends. And then all of a sudden she was coming right over our house, and then, you know, we're kind of a little worried. Of course, by the time she made that turn, then there's no plywood to be found and no storm shutters to be found. And so that was a little stressful.
Yeah, I want you to talk about that for a second, Dawn, if you could, because if I didn't know any better, all those years of preparing for tornadoes in Illinois finally paid off, didn't they?
Yeah, and for anyone that saw our Facebook post, we improvised by taking every mattress that was not in use and plastering and stapling them to the wall or to the windows of the house, so that, especially on the backside, where we have like an open field, and of course, you know, knowing how tornadoes / that kind of storm goes, that was our biggest worry, was that that big open field area would just send all the debris straight into the house. And so we have some big ugly holes in the walls now where we drilled some straps over some mattresses, but, you know, made us feel like we were a little bit more prepared, and then really it didn't come to fruition, which is fine. We'd rather be overly prepared than underly prepared.
So then it sounds like outside of some new holes in your house, the homestead, if you will, got out of it pretty well unscathed.
Pretty well, yeah. We just got little bitty branches, you know, littering the yard. And actually, my husband's been out there cleaning it today. And I've been spying on him from the security camera to make sure he was doing his job. you know, on my drive in this morning, so as soon as, you know, light came up this morning, they wanted us to start heading in if it was safe. And coming into work, there was a huge tree that had gone down on one of the main roads from our subdivision to the main road. But luckily it had fallen away from the road, but had missed the house too. It was just kind of laying on the, the terrace area of people's property. And then as I was coming down the Selman, which is one of the main highways I use, there was a section probably about the length of two semis where something must have come right across at that point, because there was probably about two dozen trees that were broken over the guardrail. So they were blocking the right-hand lane of this interstate highway. So those are the only two things, but that second one, you know, could have been pretty serious. Hopefully they've gotten it cleaned up now.
So it sounds like at least your area, you saw maybe some of the types of damage you'd see here in Illinois after a tornado, but nothing real devastating. Is that what I'm gathering?
Absolutely. There was no storm surge in our area that, like we expected, especially there on the bay. I don't know if you got to see some of the news articles from down here, but the Tampa Bay Bay Area, you know, people keep calling it the water was sucked back, but our newscasters kept telling us it was pushed back, but whichever way, like tons of the bay was pushed away from the shore, so people were able to walk out where this normally would have been nothing but water.
That's crazy.
It was crazy and very worrying, because then, you know, that water's got to come back, plus some. So just the way the Tampa and Tampa Bay is set up, we all were completely convinced it was going to be a gully washer, as they say. I hate to admit it, but we slept through it. I intended to fall asleep early, and my husband intended to stay up just because I knew I would get called in. I woke up at 3 going, oh, crap, is it here? And I'm, like, looking around. It's all quiet, and I turn on the TV, and, like, she's over us and gone.
All right, I'll ask you two more questions before we run out of time, Dawn. First of those, and I apologize. I should have apologized in advance, because this statement turned into one of our questions of the day last week. Do you still believe, as you did then, that you would prefer a hurricane over a tornado? I think some people were concerned that you mentioned that hurricanes seem to have a bit of a predictability to them, but some said, you know, they're really not all that predictable outside of the storm track.
I never meant it to be anything that to take lightly.
Yeah.
But I certainly was much more frightened of tornadoes, because you never knew they were coming, versus this hurricane, still devastating to so many people. We knew it was coming, and yes, it changed track. But, you know, living in Illinois all my life up until the time we left, and, you know, just a few times here and there with the service, the tornadoes scare the crap out of me still, because you never know.
Even though hurricanes can cause tornadoes?
Yes, because at least I'm prepared right there for the next, you know, 6 hours or whatever, that's what's coming, versus the tornadoes that would crop up without much warning at all.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it's just because I grew up fearing tornadoes that I say that. But no, I still believe that. But as bad as hurricanes can be, and I'm sure that I'll probably regret it, because one of these days I'll probably live through something much worse than this.
Yeah.
But I still have always been terrified of tornadoes.
All right. And finally then, how's your water supply? And perhaps from what I've heard, more importantly, how's your supply of Diet Coke?
Well, of course I had several cases already purchased and, you know, waiting in case.
Of water or of Diet Coke?
Diet Coke, of course.
All right.
So it's in good shape, and we filled all the bathtubs with water in case we didn't have, like, flushing water, and we were able to drain those this morning, too. So we're all good. Bottled water, good. Diet Coke, good. Flushing water, good. It's all good.
Great. All right. Dawn Miller down near Tampa, Florida. Thank you so much. I'm glad everybody's okay, and then I'm glad you got out of it pretty much unscathed. Thanks again.
Thank you.
All right, Dawn Miller on Galesburg's Evening News. We'll be back with sports and more next on WGIL.